And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. So what does it take to become a successful actor? We've all heard about big stars who got their big break after one particular role, though some had to wait a while. Samuel L. Jackson was in his late 40s before his breakout role in Pulp Fiction led him to become one of Hollywood's highest-grossing stars. Kara Hockison of Bayfield hasn't quite reached that economic level, but she does have a similar story of the trials and tribulations of pursuing an acting career, which she's turned into a one-woman show, Dirty, Flirty, 30, and Out of Work. It premiered in May at Honest Dog Books in Bayfield and was also performed in Ashland and will be hosted by Big Top Chautauqua's Backstage this Saturday, October 11th. And she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Kara.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So I assume the show is about your shows, but before getting into your creative treatment of them, tell me some highlights. You've worked and studied in L.A. and London, as well as locally.
Yeah, started out in Baraboo, Wisconsin, and then went over to L.A. and London, and now I'm back in Bayfield, Wisconsin. And I got my master's in screen acting and filmmaking at Drama Center London. There's really nothing like being able to dedicate, you know, 30, 40 plus hours a week to your craft and something you love. And just living in London and that whole thing, just probably the top experience for sure.
Why did you choose London?
So I grew up reading and watching Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
And I really emulated. I know, I'm one of those. I really emulated with Hermione. And also, we grew up without cable television. So all we had was public television, and we had Masterpiece Theater. And I remember as a kid watching these shows with my parents and just being so absorbed in them, like the production quality, the acting, it was so well done. I'd get so sucked into it. I'm like, oh, wait, this is all fictitious. These are all actors. And I felt growing up that there was just something about, you know, United Kingdom, London productions that just the States couldn't compare. And I wanted to be a part of that. It kind of felt like a faraway dream because studying internationally just is such a big thing to do. And so that's why I went to LA first, because that seemed more doable in a way. And also, you know, in the States, it's you go to Hollywood, you know, that's what you do.
Well, you had to go to London to check out that train platform to see how Harry Potter got to Hogwarts. Did you find it?
Oh, yes. Well, I actually used to be one of the many jobs I did in London was a Harry Potter tour guide. So I platform 9 3/4 was one of our first stops. And I am really sad to say that it's just solid brick.
Okay. So what told you you had to make a show about all these experiences?
So the idea stemmed from my classmates and I. We were working on doing an alumni show after we graduated. And at that time, I believe I had just turned 30, and this was a couple years ago now. And I was writing the scene of a woman going through casting after casting after casting and realizing, oh my God, I'm 30 years old and I'm kind of aged out of the industry. There's no exciting roles for me. I either have to be a mother or I need to be 10 years younger. So it started from that. And unfortunately, the alumni show didn't happen. And I still had this idea and I still wanted to do this. And it actually started when I started working at Honest Dog Books as an event coordinator. And Julie Buckles, the owner, and I, we were talking about events. And she said, yeah, I want to have, like, you know, fringe theater here and one woman shows. And I said, well, actually, I have a one woman show. And she goes, okay, we'll put you on the calendar for May. And I only had about 10 minutes of a scene written at that time, but I needed to have that deadline. So I said, okay, well, I have to do it now.
Well, 30, and I guess now 32, remember what I just said about Samuel Jackson. He was like 46 or something. So you're only two-thirds the way to Samuel Jackson territory.
I have so much time.
Right.
No, it's actually, it is interesting. You think of people, you know, like Samuel Jackson, you think of Tina Fey or Bryan Cranston. I think he was in his 40s or 50s. But there is such a feeling still in the industry today that, and I feel like especially for women, you're out of your 20s and you go, well, that's it. I didn't make it. But that's really just not true.
And do you have a clip to share with us?
So the play kicks off with me being in kindergarten, 1996. I'm 4 years old, and I'm absolutely crushed because I don't get a role in our class production of The Three Little Pigs.
When we had auditions, whatever those would be for four-year-olds, I was sick, so I missed them. I didn't get to be the big bad wolf or any of the three little pigs. I don't even remember what I was. I suppose townsfolk number four. I don't know if I, four-year-old Kara, ever said it out loud, but I definitely, at least subconsciously, vowed to never be an extra again.
Well, I assume the title is meant to be provocative. Tell us about each of those words, dirty, flirty, and 30, and be mindful that we're on the radio, so when you get to the dirty part.
So the title is inspired by the phrase, when someone turns 30, you know, you're dirty, flirty, and 30. That's kind of a phrase that's you see on birthday crowns or sashes. It's a meme, but I added to it and out of work. But I'm still kind of struggling to be a quote unquote successful actor. And I said, maybe I'll keep that as like a placeholder name, but now it's the name.
And is it completely autobiographical or did you incorporate elements of other characters?
So it's pretty autobiographical. There are moments where I play other characters. I play a therapist. I play some casting directors. I play my mom. So it's kind of a combination of stand-up. Someone said it reminded them a bit of a TED Talk and also a traditional play as well. So I'm mainly storytelling as myself, but there are these really fun little snippets of scenes where I get to play another character as well.
All right. Kara Hawkinson's one-woman show, Dirty, Flirty, 30, and Out of Work, will be at Big Talk Chautauqua's backstage October 11th. Where exactly is it, and how do we get tickets?
So you can buy tickets online at the bigtop.org website. You can buy them at the door. And the backstage is on Highway 13, just outside of Bayfield, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us, Kara.
Thank you so much for having me, Robin.
And if you have an idea of something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.